USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said Monday his administration is committed to improving the border crisis by trying to, quote, figure out why migrants are leaving their home countries for the U.S. in the first place. K.T. McFarland, the former deputy national security advisor under President Donald Trump, spoke with Fox News.
The irony is that we're talking a lot about the Ukrainian border, and yet we're not talking about the southern border of the United States. It turns out that to be a member of NATO, you have to have a secure border. We don't have a secure border in the south.
The White House says President Joe Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court vacancy when Justice Stephen Breyer retires. A recent ABC News poll shows 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees, not just female black candidates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindelvian, veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Some GOP leaders are sounding off, saying America's pandemic response could have been better.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is applying pressure to lawmakers to make headway on annual government spending legislation with just weeks to go before current funding is set to lapse. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Texas is taking things into its own hands when it comes to protecting its border.
Texas is setting up a border committee in the state legislature's Senate that will monitor additional funding for border security in the wake of more illegal immigrants and asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick explaining how much more funding this will cost Texas taxpayers on Fox News.
I want people that are really going to go to the border, understand these issues, go to Washington if need be, and take on the Biden administration. But we in Texas are fed up with this policy and seeing our Texans die.
This comes after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently visited the southern border last week, where several border agents raised concerns about the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed to stay in the United States under the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian officials said Monday that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19. This announcement comes after backlash over the weekend that Trudeau fled Canada's capital to avoid any confrontation with the numerous truckers in a freedom convoy. They protested the nation's vaccine mandates. Trudeau dismissed the protesting truckers and called their supporters a, quote, small fringe minority. And Chicago blues drummer Sam Lay has died at the age of 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.